And welcome. This is Comparing Apples to Oranges. I'm Mike.
I'm Annette.
And we are going to take two pieces of media that belong in the same category but not in the same genre, and we're going to compare them using a set of criteria that we designed just for this. Annette, this is your first time on the podcast. Welcome aboard.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
So you wanted to listen to music. Well, that's not true. You wanted to do this podcast and just do Game of Thrones and Harry Potter.
Alexa.
Did I activate that somehow?
Yeah.
What did I say?
I don't know.
Oh, but it was me. It's all part. This is live radio, guys. Annette wanted to do Harry Potter and Game of Thrones, and she's like, "That's the only thing I like." And I'm like, "Well, no, we can't. It's like 7 books, 8 movies, and then another 5 books and." How many hours of, like, 56 hours?
Countless.
No, not countless. Like, it's a very finite number of television episodes of Game of Thrones.
I thought about just twisting everything into a Game of Thrones reference.
I don't know how you're going to do it with a mechanical bull.
Watch me.
All right. So we decided to listen to two bands.
Gendry. Robert Baratheon's son. He wore a bull helm.
Gendry.
Gendry.
Hard G.
No, Gendry.
No, they say
it's I read them in the books before I watched the show. The
so
show
now, now you're just wrong on purpose. I understand that. His name shouldn't be Jamie. It should be like Jaime. Jamie's M-I-E, and he's A-I. Anyway.
Hyman.
Yeah, that'd be even crazier. Okay, so anyway, we decided to listen to two bands that were, they had family relatives in the band. And we listened to an Australian duet called the Veronicas, that is Australian pop, whichever. What do you think that means? Like Kylie Minogue?
Maybe. I heard it described as like contemporary pop whenever I was researching.
What do you think? That seems redundant, because pop is short for popular, right? Like adult contemporary? What do you think that means? John Tesh? You remember who John Tesh is?
Yeah, but I don't think it was. Tonight. It's not easy listening for the older folk.
Good argument. So, we listened to those two. They're identical twin sisters. Did you see, like, pictures of them?
Yeah.
They sort of, like, jumped on the identical thing, like, a little later in the game. Like, when they started out, I think they had different hair color.
Oh, really?
Or different lengths, at least. And now they dress the same.
Exactly the same.
And have the same hair color and cut. Yeah.
I mean, if you have an advantage, you have an advantage.
I don't know. It's weird. But those two are like they both sing, they take turns singing, and they also like harmonize with each other. But one of them's a pianist and the other's a guitarist, but I don't know who plays drums because the band has drums in it too. And then we also listened to Kings of Leon, who I did not know was a family band. So it's Caleb, Nathan, and Jared Falwell? How would you say that?
I don't know, but the Veronicas had an even weirder last name.
Yeah, it's Australian.
Like Ogilessa?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. there's an R in there. Orgagliasso.
Orgagliasso and the Foreman brothers.
Yeah, and they had their cousin in there too, Jared, also the same last name. Oh, we almost have the same birthday, Jared. Look out. Oh no, their cousin was Matthew. God, there's four brothers. No, three brothers. Three brothers and a cousin.
Are they all biblical names?
Matthew, Jared's not. No. Nathan is, and Caleb is. But, yeah, Jared's the outlier.
I don't know. I can't remember if Matthew is or not.
Yeah, he's one of the book writers.
That's a joke.
I don't know.
You wouldn't know.
I don't know. So, speaking of biblical, their father was a United Pentecostal minister.
All right.
Like,
makes sense.
Traveled around, and they decided to take their name, Kings of Leon, from their grandfather, whose name was Leon. So that's really cool.
It seems like a biblical name for a band, actually.
Yeah. They're not, like, really biblical. Their, like, first super famous song was Sex is on Fire. And then, like, You Somebody. I don't know.
God gave us sex.
That's not what their message is.
How do you know?
Because their song's Use Somebody. It's, like, very negative. Okay, so we decided to listen to the third studio album by the Veronicas self-titled called The Veronicas, which came out in 2014. And then we listened to Kings of Leon's sixth studio album called Mechanical Bull, which was released in 2013. Fun fact about both of those albums, they were released after like a brief hiatus for both of the bands. That's fun.
It's fun.
It's real fun. Okay, so what do you want to talk about? Do you want to talk about family bands? Do you know any family bands? Were you and your siblings ever play instruments or sing together?
No.
Would you?
Not one bit.
Would you be into that if that happened? if Teresa's like, hey, let's get the band together again, would you do it?
No, because I think I was the most musically talented.
Okay.
And that's not saying a whole lot.
What did you play? Were you a xylophone player?
No, I played clarinet.
Whoa.
That's an actual bass instrument. Clarinet, and I was first chair bass.
Oh my God. So
there's only three of us, but I was still the best at it. And I also took music theory my senior year, which was a college credit course.
Oh, okay.
Of in high school. And I was also in choir, and I was in the senior special tryout choir.
Okay. So like you guys didn't want to start a band? It sounds like it was the potential is there.
I'm a solo act.
The talent. Oh, okay.
I'm a solo act.
That's too bad. My sister and I don't have any musical talent. I don't think my mom sings okay, but my dad's tone deaf and we just absorb that from him. So I don't know what we would sing about. Like, what would you like? Do you guys have stuff that you share in common that you would want to sing about?
How great our mother is.
That's really nice.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
That's nice. I mean, bands have started for worse reasons. So,
we were gonna start a blog in honor of my mom.
I remember that story. I mean, that's the first step towards bandhood, is blogging together. Yeah. A family that blogs together. Bands together.
Maybe vlog, video blog.
When were you going to do this vlog?
My sister and I were going to record ourselves in the cars, traveling places.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Have you thought about doing a podcast about it?
We have thought about doing a podcast eventually.
Because that's even better when you're traveling. That way you don't have to look at the camera.
Yeah. Well, in that way it doesn't care what we look like. It doesn't matter what we look like.
That's true, too. Yeah. Perfect. Everybody has a face for radio.
Yeah.
You know?
So, did you pick out the criteria?
Oh, no. We're still
going to
do that.
Or the comparative?
We still have to do that. It's okay. We'll get a break in here. We'll cut.
Okay.
And then we'll do it. When you think family band, like, did you ever see O Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yes.
Where, like, it's all the little kids and they're forced to sing together?
Yeah.
Are you going to do that with your daughters?
That
would be hilarious. They're all tied together on a string. And somebody plays the banjo in the background.
No, we're free spirits.
Free spirits love to sing.
Yeah.
You know that?
Sophia likes to sing.
There you go.
The youngest one. She does want to be a singer when she grows up.
There you go.
You
can play clarinet?
No, but I thought about I could. I thought about putting the kids on a vlog.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kids on vlogs always make me nervous.
Because I worry about pedophiles.
Yeah, everybody should. That's something we...
It's a real fear.
Yep, there's a reason people are scared of it. I don't know if there are any bands where it's like the father and son or like mother and daughter are a band together?
I don't know. Miley Cyrus and Billy Ray Cyrus kind of collaborated.
Yeah, which was gross.
I think they had a song that was once together. They acted together.
Yeah, together. I forgot about that. I didn't forget about the sleeping together thing. Yeah. That was gross. Everybody remembers that.
I don't think it was ever official, but...
It was on Twitter, I'm pretty sure. Twitter official. But, like, you remember LMFAO, the Sorry for Party Rocking song?
Yeah.
I think those guys were, like, uncle and nephew, which was, like...
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, you can have, like, an uncle that's younger than you. That's a thing
that's
in some families, you know?
Yeah.
But,
Or you can have an aunt and a nephew have sex.
That's true.
Game of Thrones.
Okay, spoilers. Goddamn.
Oh, no.
I'll cut it
we'll
out.
Have to cut that out.
Don't worry. The only people who get it will know it's a spoiler. So I guess that's good. Everybody else will just be like, that hasn't happened yet. What a weird thing for Annette to say. Yeah, so family bands, nowadays they don't really play it up. Like, it's Jack White was married to Meg White. But they got divorced, like, touring or something, and they still wanted to make music, so they just told everybody they were brother and sister.
Oh.
And also, he took her last name, and then when he got married again, his new wife took White as her last name, which is kind of weird, right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of weird.
You just kind of blew my mind, because whenever you were saying that they were a husband and wife, I was like, nah, they're a brother and sister.
Right? Totally worked. Totally. I think it was that song when, like, he's just singing and she's taking a nap on the couch, the We Can Be Friends song.
Oh.
That sort of solidified. They're like, yeah, they're probably brother and sister. That makes sense to me. But, I mean, like, family bands, I think it's a thing of the past. Like, the Allman Brothers.
Jackson 5.
Bee Gees. There's another brother band. I can't remember them all. There's so many. Like, the Kingston Trio. I think they were brother and sister or cousins or something. It's like...
You're going way back.
Yeah, big Kingston Trio fan. Listen to it on the record player. We had a Big Bird record player. Weird childhood.
Never heard them once.
Really? They're all right, if you're into folk music. The Mamas and the Papas, I don't think... They might have been married. I don't know. Chris Stapleton sings with his wife sometimes, but I don't think
they're
a band. Like, he'll ask her up on stage and they'll, like, sing together.
Okay.
But it's, like, already his music. Yeah. She's not on the album or anything. It's not the Stapletons. Staple Sisters. That's
Staple
a band.
Sister. Is it really?
Yeah. They were, like, popular in, like, the World War II era.
Did they sing Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy from
That's
Company
exactly
B?
Yeah. What they do. Everybody knows that one, right?
It's such a good one.
It sold so many war bonds. Okay, so how do you feel about the Veronicas as a band? Australian pop duet. Do you like them? Are you into pop music?
So what I noticed about the Veronicas was that the very first track of the album sounded like a Little Big Town song,
okay,
which is a country song. And it might have been the harmonies,
mm-hmm,
that they do, but it reminded me of that a ton. And then I think the next song I came across, I was just kind of like, man, like Britney Spears could have done this.
Right.
Song.
Yeah.
And then, one song that I really wanted to listen to and try to pay attention to was the You Ruin Me,
mm-hmm,
because that debuted as number one
right
on the singles chart in Australia.
Chart-topper.
Yeah. And it sounded like Pink.
Mm-hmm.
Like with Nate Roos.
Right.
Nathan Roos? Nate Roos?
Nate.
Yeah, you guys did a whole episode about him.
Yeah. So it's funny you said that, because according to Wikipedia, when they signed up with, what's his face? The guy at the Sony, he connected them with several internationally acclaimed songwriters and producers, including people who've written for Avril Lavigne, Madonna, Cyndi Lauper, Britney Spears, Katy Perry, and Pink.
Oh.
So there's a reason that they could have definitely sounded like that, because they had the same songwriter. So I don't know how much they actually did in any of their own writing.
They're on the credits for each song.
Okay. So they did something.
And they're the first people listed on the credits. Now, I don't know if, I don't know if it goes by
right.
how much you contribute or not, but they are the first people on
whatever
the
that's called.
Listed.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought they covered, like, the whole gamut of songs, like, that might be considered pop. Like, they covered, like, happy songs, breakup songs, revenge songs, like...
Even a little bit of a ballad in there.
Yeah. So I thought they really nailed that pop. Although they said that they were trying to, they covered the whole, different genres, as in blues, trip hop, don't know what that is, rock and roll, grunge, and rap. Did you get a lot of rap out of this album?
I got like Smash Mouth type rap
out of
the album.
I don't know if that's an insult to rap. I know it's an insult to the Veronicas, because... You can't hurt Smash Mouth's feelings. After they got that that Shrek money.
Hey,
this is after Hey Now. This was days later. Remember? Did you see Shrek 2? I think it was that one. Where they did the cover of the Monkey song. I'm a Believer.
Oh.
Pretty good.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad.
All right. Okay. And how did you feel about... So Kings of Leon have been, like, super famous since, like, 2008, it said. And this came out 5 years after their, like, radio popularity. I don't know how many of these songs were actually on the radio.
Yeah. Kings of Leon have never really been my jam. And I'm not... Well, I kind of know why. So sometimes I get confused on the premise of apples to apples, oranges to oranges. Mm-hmm. Because would it be too much of a contrast, like on top of a contrast? Because they're already different, so that's our contrast. Mm-hmm. But like the Veronicas, for me, everything sounded a little bit different. And this sounded like Britney, or that sounded like mm-hmm. that. Kings of Leon, every single track sounded like Kings of Leon. Like they almost like muddled together because I felt like there was no difference between the two.
Yeah.
So. I don't know if that's something that we could talk about.
For sure. He has a very recognizable voice.
Yeah.
Like, and he sort of plays into it.
Yeah.
And he'll get, like, weird and, like, stringy out there where he just sort of, like, warbles. And there's not a lot of background. He has background vocals, but it's rare. And it's just to accentuate how weird his voice is.
Yeah.
And they're supposed to be rock and roll, but... I don't know. I don't pick up on... rock and roll is different now as modern rock. You know,
yeah.
Whatever that means. So it's like Shine Down is rock and roll, and so yeah. is like Three Doors Down. And you're like, I don't know what rock and roll means anymore.
Yeah.
But we're going to discuss some criteria, and we'll let you know which one we thought was the better family band. Right, we're going to talk about four criteria that we will use to determine which is the better family band. So we're gonna list re-listenability as the first one. I listened to both of these twice because there was like a gap of time. Like I got really excited about this idea and listened to them and then forgot about what they were. So I re-listened to them recently. Do you re-listen to CDs a lot? Like whole albums?
Yeah, because I get stuck on songs that mm-hmm. like I can relate to like a certain time in my life
right.
or something that I'm good at singing or something like mm-hmm. that. So I definitely have like a standard playlist. You
okay.
could make a CD of Annette. In fact, I have before. There.
Okay. And then, so along with re-listenability would also be like recommendability. Like who would you say, hey, I want you to check out these couple... Have you heard Mechanical Bull by Kings of Leon? Or do you know this Australian identical twin sister pop duo, the Veronicas? And they're like, yeah, of course. Everybody knows that. And then, so we also did variety of tracks, which also goes with, like, how much was the band, because this wasn't the first album for either of them, and they both took a little break in there. So which one had a better, which album... showed that the band was sort of stretching their talent muscles, as Annette put it.
Yeah.
Then we talked about subject matter. What do you think that means, Annette?
Subject matter, just like how deep their topics are or how shallow they may be, or are they talking about, you know, like going out and partying or
right.
like...
Technically both
about...
of them are doing that.
Yeah. But maybe, you know, they're kind of their target audience, really,
yeah.
possibly, also could go into subject matter.
And then the last one is, how much did them being a family band other, like, resonate through or affect our listening, or were we able to pick up on it at all? Like, because when those, which sisters was it? I was going to say swinger.
Staple Scissors?
I was going to say Swinger Sisters, and I'm like, that's definitely
Staple
wrong.
Staple Sisters.
Yeah, the sisters... Yeah, when those guys were singing, you're like, oh, they got to be related because they're all singing the same, probably dressed the same, like the hair,
yeah.
you know? So it's just one of those things that get people either play into or they don't. I remember that Eddie Vedder of Pearl Jam, that's wrong. Who's he with? Don't know? Eddie Vedder?
No.
Van Halen? Maybe? That's it.
That was Sammy Hagar. Let's phone a friend.
Who's the guy
whose
son...
Oh, it is Pearl Jam.
Son,
it is Pearl Jam.
Who's his son's name Wolfgang, and now he's in the band. What's that band? You remember that? Father and son? Because the one guy died? I'm going to cut all this out. All right. So, yeah, and then Harry Chapin has the song about cats in the cradle and the silver spoon. That's sad.
Oh, that is. We'll get together yeah. soon.
Yeah, sad. So, okay, which criteria do you want to talk about first, Annette?
Let's just go down the list.
So many good ones. Okay. Which album would you want to re-listen to more? I wasn't a huge fan of either. Just throwing that out
there. So I would say, so kind of the way I listened to these two albums was, I too was very excited about this idea a month ago whenever we came up with it.
Right.
And so what I did, and the times that I listen to music the most is while I'm working out. And so I worked out at the gym like 4 days in a row, and every single time I worked out, much. it was to this, it was to this album. And then I never listened to it again. And then this was coming up, and I
which
had to
tells
do.
You that like, hey, maybe this isn't a great album. Yeah. If like in my free time, I chose not to listen to this.
Yeah.
Like,
so I just put it on as background music because I had to have something playing.
Yeah.
And then the Veronicas, I was trying to do research before this came about, so I didn't sound like an idiot talking about it. And so
you definitely sound pretty stupid if you don't know it about the identical twin sister duo, the Veronicas, who apparently they like perform topless.
Oh, but, edgy!
But they were covered in like body glitter.
Oh,
which I'm like, that's worse than wearing clothes. That's dumber than wearing clothes. And they're like, Wikipedia's like, people were, they praised them for performing topless. I'm like, they would. Like,
yeah, of course.
Like, oh man, we really want to see those topless twins. Like, that's so weird, right?
I don't know.
Everybody should know that's weird.
Taking a hold of their sexuality. Although I'm not a huge fan
sort of putting it in your face.
Well, yeah. I'm also not a huge fan of like sexual situations that take place between twins.
Yeah, most people aren't.
No, I mean, I think that's, you know, it's, there's always the double standard that, like, if they're hot, blonde, twins, you know, everybody wants to see them kiss, but really that's just incest all the time.
Yeah.
And so, that, I mean, if they're just showing their boobs together on stage and you think it's hot because they're twins, then...
I'm pretty sure it was because they're twins. People are weird.
But, so I've listened to them... They're very new into my life, and so I really haven't had a chance to re-listen to them. I would say if I had to listen to any other album again, it would probably be Kings of Leon.
Okay.
Just because I know I can listen to it at least while I'm working out or doing something.
Yeah.
But with the Veronicas, I'm not quite sure that there's going to be a point in my life where I'm doing anything that that's going to be the appropriate music to be doing it to.
I just found, and it's pop music, the Veronicas should be like, easy listening, like, because it's like, oh, it's upbeat and it's fun, but it's like some of the songs I'm just like, I can't get through it, like,
yeah,
even ones that started good like had some really weird like turns that I'm just like, you know what, I'd rather not. And Kings of Leon did not have, it was not that strong of a set list, but I found myself, I liked more of the songs. They're both pretty short, like less than an hour, which is good, because well, I mean, just like, you guys took off like over, you know, a couple of months, and this is, you know, the shiniest thing you came up with. And they've both been like in the biz for a while, so I just thought they would have done better. But so I'm actually gonna go with Kings of Leon too. So I guess we agreed on that one. All right, moving on. So we've got a variety of tracks, so they're stretching their talent muscles. Which band do you think did a better job on their album?
Out of the gate, I would say the Veronicas, just because of the variety of kinds. Although it was pop, it was all kinds of different kinds of pop. And so they were able to take a whole lot of different things and, you know, make one song, you know, under this theme and another song under that theme. And then I feel like Kings of Leon, everything sounded the same. So that's my initial thoughts. The only, I guess, edit I would make to that is I'm not quite sure how musically talented the Veronicas are and how much of the background music and production and everything was them versus Kings of Leon. They could have been doing everything from, you know, the littlest, tiniest part to the biggest part. So,
right. That's a good point.
But the way it comes off at face value without knowing that, I would say the Veronicas, because they tried different things and, you know, were mediocre at everything. I mean, just enough, I guess.
I mean, they're
maybe stretched thin.
Doing well, apparently. I mean, I'm glad we're not critics, because apparently people like them, and I'm just like, I could take it or leave it. Like, there's some good Australian bands out there, and I'd never heard of them.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. So I agree with you, because Kings of Leon, I kept thinking that they were going to do something original, that the way a song would start, because it would sound different, and then you're like, and then it'd be like 30 seconds, and they're like, oh no, that's the same song again.
Yeah.
Just this one's a little bit faster. This one's a little bit slower. And I mean, I think that's why. Yeah, maybe they didn't. The Veronicas flopped a little bit because they didn't know how to do grunge.
Yeah.
Very well.
Or I think, you know, you do one thing and you're really good at it, or you can do seven things that you're not so good at, but you're doing seven things. So it's a quality over quantity thing, too.
I think, like, Katy Perry's done a better job of, like, she never sounds like her.
Yeah.
Except for, like, the pop strain. Like, when she came out with, like, the Kissed a Girl, and then she came out with that, like, the Eye of the Tiger song.
Yeah.
Those are totally different.
Yeah.
And now she's doing one with, like, the Bon Appetit. Have you heard that one?
Ah, you know, she got kind of weird on me.
No, that's the whole thing. It's like,
so
she's,
I just stopped.
She's, like, super comfortable being really weird.
Yeah.
Like, although now she just, like, stole Miley Cyrus's haircut from, like, Wrecking Ball era.
I think Taylor Swift, as much as people hate her, is a great example of someone who's...
Oh, my God. She's
run the gauntlet.
She's so smart,
things.
Like,
yeah,
financially,
she's evolving,
too.
Yeah.
She's like... had a gig through like Pepsi and Target where she was releasing like exclusive content through both of them.
Yeah.
That's, oh my God, that's so much money
for
her. And then like she was the first person to like really understand how iTunes worked.
Yeah.
But she like would sell albums too. I'm just like, she's so smart for somebody so young.
Yeah.
And nobody's stealing her money, I would presume.
Yeah.
Like it's not.
Well, and she's evolved. You know, some people get so stuck. So,
right.
I mean, I don't know how well the Veronicas or Kings of Leon have really evolved compared to some of these other people that you can see. Definitely,
yeah.
These, you know, maybe they're stuck in their hole or their corner. Or...
And I wonder, like, so our next one is about, so we both agreed that, so it's stuck right now. We got two for Kings of Leon and two for Veronicas on which one's better. And we're going to move on to, like, which band, this criteria is called the Family Touch. So which band could you tell is, like, more... obviously a family band, and I think that sort of lends itself to it where it's like you might get comfortable in that situation because everybody's good at it, and or your big brother's a dick and you don't want to tell him, hey, I think we should, you know, try less grunge and more, I don't know, Americana music, or, you know, let's bring a saxophone in and see what happens. Like, you know, because it's just like, well, yeah, you could say that, but I'm gonna go tell mom. And I don't know about the Veronicas, where it's like, I wonder, like, the whole twin stuff, too, where it's just, like, they're being forced to look alike.
Yeah.
So, are their behaviors, like, coming, do they act out in their relationship to make sure that they know that they're not becoming alike?
It's like, yeah.
Because they had to take a hiatus, and when you do that from your twin, I'm sure you're like, sharing brain muscles at that time, right?
Yeah, I have a twin brother.
Yeah, you
got to
weigh in here.
Do.
Yeah. Do you guys, like, if you stub your toe, he, like, calls you, he's like, ow. Does that happen?
Well, he's all the way in Texas, and so the tie is a little strained. You know, it's definitely
Is
more...
it like a time zone thing?
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
Just the farther we are away from each other's energy fields, the less it works.
Twin telepathy is the common phrase that's thrown about.
My mom says I used to talk for him whenever we were little, but who knows.
So did you steal most of the important, like, nutrients in the womb and he just, like, wasn't able to talk, or what do
no,
you mean?
No, I mean, fun and that fact actually, like, came out dead or, like, blue and, like...
So he was gonna be the winner.
He beat me up. Yeah,
he was
going to
be the winner twin.
I was the run out of the twin, or out of the two. So...
God, real talk.
Real talk.
On this episode, guys. Hope you're not driving.
Some serious stuff. I think the twin thing is a little weird, and I think dressing up together is a little weird. And it's almost like maybe they don't even have identities, and that's why they're able to go from one kind to one kind to one kind of music.
It's also like...
because who are they?
Of their names are Veronica, by the by.
Yeah.
So... Oh, let's talk about that real quick. They said that they got their name from this movie called The Heathers, which was sort of like the proto Mean Girls movie.
Yeah, I was actually curious about that whenever I read about the Veronicas. I didn't read the behind the scenes on why, but...
Well, they said that they wanted a girl's name, like, okay, and they didn't want it to be the one... sister's name is Jess and the other is Lisa, and they didn't want to be either of those girls' names. And they were watching the movie the Heathers, and there's a line when it's like, are you one of the So one day we saw the movie Heathers, and there's a line where Christian Slater asks, are you a Heather? And Winona Ryder's character answers, no, I'm a Veronica. And so we went with that because that was kind of cool. Unique chick with an attitude. Like, okay, so there you go. So a unique chick that they both name each, they whatever. Yeah. So there's like layers of that where you're just like, well, that steals the uniqueness from it.
Yeah, like, you copy. I just see it more of like a Stepford Wives thing and maybe like a fake... kind of fake music, fake fame, or, you know,
the Chelseas.
just maybe all, you know, created in a factory or something.
Yeah.
And I mean, and they're really popular apparently in Australia. I mean,
which is like, I guess they just don't have cool stuff down there. Like,
yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. They're like, we really like Kings of Leon too. You're like, oh boy. Guys, get some radio. Okay, so, Family Touch. So, which band do you think could you tell that was like an actual family band? Like, from listening? Or did you have any intuition or notice that you're like, oh, I bet this is a family thing. That's why they made this choice.
Yeah. No, the main thing I noticed was background music or background vocals. And I normally don't notice them as much in songs, I suppose. But I think that that was something that was brought to the forefront. So... possibly one sibling wasn't necessarily outshining the other, or it just shows a big collaborative movement amongst everybody in the family, you know, that everybody is included and everybody is contributing. But I think between the two of them, I noticed more background.
With which one?
Well, I mean, with both of them more than any other artist.
Okay,
yeah, so they're kind of the same in that I think they were both showcasing background vocals because... you know, there's background people that are as important, or it's hard to share the spotlight with siblings, I'm sure. I think, I would say Kings of Leon did it better as far as that goes, though, because the Veronicas were a little kind of annoying with it. Just a lot of oohs. Like, you know, they had to be saying something. Ooh.
So I'm going to go against you, and I'm going to say the Veronicas. However, it's one of those, like... because I have an ignorant ear, like, I could not tell who was who. Like, I just thought the one woman was singing the whole time, and I watched a music video, and it turned out, like, one girl would sing the lyrics, and the other would sing the chorus. And I'm like, didn't know this.
Yeah.
I mean, like, now that I know, I'm like, oh, that's a good, that's how, you know, that's sharing the limelight.
Yeah.
Or the spotlight, rather.
Kind of goes with being a twin, too, or being, you know, nondescript from the other.
Right. But with Kings of Leon, I did not know... I still don't know why they're a family band. Like, why do they keep singing about sex when they're, like, with Cousin Matthew? Like, that weirds me out.
Well, I think that goes into subject matter, which is
our last one. So, which band album was more influenced and by the subject matter that they were a family? Right? You try and say that. I don't know.
I would say possibly listening to two albums, not knowing that they were, you know, that the bands were made out of siblings.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had to pick from one or the other, which one was siblings
right.
or which one were. It's not necessarily Family Touch because that's just how they
right.
do things. It's about what they're putting into the song.
Yeah.
Okay. The contents. And if that content screams, we're a family, or
right.
if that content screams something else.
That makes sense to me. I'm glad you said that. So which one do you think was able to achieve that better?
I mean, I think it's a clear line cut between the two. I think, like you said, Kings of Leon maybe had some more like, well, I don't want to say that necessarily because the Veronicas had some, you know, scandalizing stuff and their stuff. But I think that maybe Kings of Leon were a little bit more intimate with things. Maybe they kind of have like a passion or a sexiness about them that's just, you know, baseline possibly. And you really don't see – I mean, I don't want to say that they're like so sexy that they're dropping panties like around the world.
I'll say it.
But like, but you said like it'd be weird to be singing about sex with Cousin Matthew or something.
Or your brother. I guess
yeah.
I guess guys are more comfortable with that. I'm speaking from
don't
like
gender assume.
No, but like that's more – it's more socially acceptable for two dudes to talk
like
about
like in
that.
Locker rooms?
In public.
In locker rooms?
No, like in public where they're like this one guy's like – to his brother, he's like, yeah, that chick's got a hot butt, and then it would be less, it would be more scandalous if two women were to do that in public that are related. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we just text it to each other.
Right, which is private, so that's talking about butts on the phone, so that's fine. You're allowed to do that.
So I think the Veronicas were super like, we're the Veronicas.
Yeah, they embraced it. They're like sister.
Yeah, and then Kings of Leon would have never guessed or never known.
Don't know. And then there's a song called Family Tree. Yeah. But it's like has nothing to do with the fact that they're related. I think if anything, it was like a song about like dominance. Yeah. That it was over my head. I didn't quite get it. It's kind of catchy.
There was that one military song on it. Like a war or something.
A Beautiful War.
Beautiful War. So I thought maybe they were able to sing about shared experiences kind of as one.
Yeah.
Their grandpa's their grandpa's their grandpa and stuff like that. So
I watched the video for that one, and it was about, I assume two brothers, but it might have been two best friends who, like, fought over a woman and even killed his friend. And I'm like, this is a dumb video. I like the song, but this is, why you gotta make it so sad, bro? Like, that's unnecessary. I totally agree with you, by the way. Veronica's subject matter was way more family influenced.
Yeah.
Is that the right word? Impressed upon? Yeah. So, okay. So we decided by a score of 5-3 that the Veronica's album, their third studio album, was more of a family band album than The Mechanical Bull by Kings of Leon. So we'll be back in just a moment with some recommendations. All right, we did not really like these family band albums too much, so we're going to tell you some bands to look up that have family members in it that aren't sucky. I kind of have two, but one where I like, it was like a bit of trivia that they were actually like related, and that's AC/DC, like my favorite band of all time. The like lead guitar was brothers with the like rhythm guitar player, and they definitely let like Angus, the older or the younger like lead guitar player, he's sort of outshone almost everybody. Like he's the only one who's like alive that's like the famous one. He's like the signature member of AC/DC, where like Malcolm was like really good and they just sort of like put him in the back and like didn't know they were brothers, and it's just like, I don't know why. It's like a bit of trivia because no one even knows about that stuff.
Well, I know. Maybe it's their own personal levels of comfort with fame, too.
Australian rockers. That's all, you know, takes one to know one. That's what I always say. So who's your recommendation? That's not mine. I have another one.
So my recommendation is super lame.
Oh, but that's a cool band.
Yeah. I don't know if you've heard of them. No, the very first concert I ever went to was called the Bacon Brothers.
Okay.
And I went to it with my mom. And it's Kevin Bacon and his brother.
What?
You know, I thought maybe there was a third brother, but I swear the time I saw them, it was just him and a brother. So he plays, like, a guitar, and the brother plays, like, an upright bass. And it was at the Pageant, and the Pageant had just opened up. Like, they were, like, revitalizing the loop. The Pageant had just opened up. And my mom loved Kevin Bacon. And she would, like, sit there and, like, listen to him in the car. And it was, like, geared towards...
He's a crowd pleaser.
40-year-old women, or, you know, makes my mom's like 35 at that point.
Right.
And so that was my first concert. And, you know, Kevin Bacon is famous. I mean, he's, you know, he's an actor, if you didn't know. And
apparently
so
a musician,
really,
which I didn't know.
But he's also a musician. But I think he's doing it for the right reasons. He's just jamming with his brother.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, oh, my God. Where did she get that body? And what she got on the iPod? The gives her hits that swing. She knows she's on the level. But I'm stumbling low, something now. Take that girl to hell, I need you every day.
Have some pretty family themed songs.
That's cool.
In there too. So the Bacon Brothers.
Have they put out anything in the past, like, 5-10 years?
You know, I'm not sure. So the album that I would suggest is the album that they were touring with whenever I saw them, which was called Getting There.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Mine's also a brother team. It's the Avett Brothers. They're like a folk Americana band. They sort of do some like rock, but it's closer to like blue, like excited bluegrass than anything else. But it's like two brothers and two of their friends from their hometown, and they like take turns singing songs, and they'll like harmonize together. And they had one album, I think it was a Carolina Jubilee, like one of their very first ones. And they like have some old audio tape of them that their dad has recorded when they're kids, and it's like those two are like messing around and they're talking about like how much they love like the peach pie that grandma made, and they like you hear their sister in the background and you're just like, oh. And some of their songs are very like, hey, we're a family.
Yeah.
Like there's like a song called Murder in the City that like they'll play at the their concerts and everybody cries a little bit because it's about like how important being a family is.
I knew which brother is better, which one our parents loved most. I sure did get in lots of trouble, they seemed to let the other go. A tear fell from my father's eyes, I wondered what my dad would say. He said, I love you and I'm proud of you both in so many different ways.
Yeah, like, well, it's genuine family.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
It's genuine family, and I feel like maybe the Veronicas are...
Say it.
...fabricated
oh my
family.
God. Or their actual family and their fabricated...
Yeah, and then like, the Kings of Leon just don't pretend like they're family at all.
Yes.
Really, except maybe they have a cohesive sound together, which makes them family. I'm not sure.
I would hope that's true, but I didn't pick up on that. Like, Kings of Leon wasn't bad. Veronicas was like... They had a song where... The Bob Dylan song, I Wish I Was Born Bob Dylan.
So I couldn't listen to it. I didn't even listen to it. Just so, because I was like, I don't want to listen to this.
You missed out, because there's a very problematic line where these two white Australian, like, young women.
I wish I was born Bob Dylan. Had all the words to speak my feelings. I wish I stood up like Rosa Parks and followed my heart, unafraid of the truth, even if it's still.
First of all, Rosa Parks is well known for sitting down. Like, just in like a just a turn of phrase. Like, also, what the stand up to what? Like racial injustice?
Yeah.
No, stand up to like saying that you had feelings for a guy. You're like, that's you need someone to step in and say, you know what?
Not off the mark.
Just pick anybody else from history.
Yeah.
Like, I wish it was stood up like Gandhi, and everybody would have been like, it's weird. I mean, it's the UK thing, so that makes sense. But
or,
like,
you know, stood up like a tall oak tree.
Or just, like, don't. Just, like, I wish I would have stood up. You don't need to analogize everything, you know? So I was just, that was very problematic.
You know.
I just didn't listen to it? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
You're off the podcast.
No, you
couldn't make it through this dumb song?
It was, no, and I think that song's, like, centered in the middle of the album. And so, like, I started listening to, like, the front of the album or the first few tracks. And then I had to go back to it. And then whenever I went back to it, I was like, well, I don't think I got to the Bob Dylan song, but fuck that song. I'm
it
not
sucks.
Listening to it.
I like some of Bob Dylan's stuff.
I like Bob Dylan. That's why I didn't want to listen to
he
it.
He won a Nobel Peace Prize.
Oh, did he?
No, he won a Nobel Prize in Literature, which makes more sense.
For his lyrics?
Yeah, actually.
Okay.
No, not okay. Not okay.
No, he's...
Come on.
He's a poet.
The times are a-changing. You don't need a... Nobel.
This is a whole nother podcast, Mike Bono.
No,
this is a whole
other
podcast.
It's all the same. Anyway, what was also problematic? Oh, the Ruin Me song was terrible.
Play me like a symphony. Play me till your fingers bleed. I'm your greatest masterpiece. You ruin me.
I hated it so much.
It was like
you play
pink.
Me like a symphony, I think was the line.
Yeah, and symphonies are good.
Also, like, that's a compliment? Like, you want to get played like a symphony?
Yeah.
Or it's like,
I mean, I think sexually people want to get played like symphonies.
Well, it's just like, why else would you say I'm getting played like a symphony unless it was sexual in nature, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but I think it's also, like, that he was toying with her. He or she, I'm not assuming. But that he was
she says he a lot.
Okay. that he was toying with her. So I would say you played me like a fiddle.
Yeah. Or a top, because people play with tops.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big top fans out there. So those were our recommendations, and we wanted to, you know, shit on those
bad
songs again.
More bad things.
So, yeah, look up the Bacon Brothers or the Avid Brothers. They're similar in alphabet, so just check that out. Annette, are you on social media? Do you want to plug anything for people to look you up?
Not yet.
Okay,
no,
check out
her
upcoming vlog or regular blog, audio blog.
Yeah, whatever I want it to be.
Right.
I think a website that I can do all of them on.
This would be a perfect time if we had sponsors where we would plug Squarespace, but I'm not going to use that.
Oh.
Also, I don't have a sponsor.
So. Well, I mean, you don't have the right either.
No, you could.
Can you recommend something that you don't have, like, rights to?
I mean, we recommended two albums, and I'm not going to make money off that. Like.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
As long as I
be sponsored by, like, Pepsi?
Ugh.
I mean, yeah, I'm self-proclaimed sponsored by Pepsi.
If it's cherry Pepsi, yes. Wild cherry.
That
tame cherry should get hit the road.
And then Jack Daniels, my other sponsor. Right. Add them together.
Then you have a family band. All right, well, thanks for listening, guys. This is Mike.
This is Annette.
And we told you that the Veronica's album is the better family band than Kings of Leon. So I guess that's good news.
But not necessarily good music.
Right, okay. So we'll see you next month. Bye.
We came for salvation. We came for family. We came for all that's good. That's how we'll walk away. We came to break the bad. We came to cheer the sad. We came to leave behind the world a better way.
Hey there, thanks for listening to the podcast. This has been episode 20. Hope you liked it. Look us up on Tumblr. We are comparing apples to oranges, all one word, .tumblr.com. That's where you can find links for co-hosts, except for Annette's stuff, because she said that's not in existence yet. You could also check out past episodes. If you got comments or ideas for future episodes of the podcast, please send it to. On Twitter, it's @thecatopodcast, which is all one word, or emails at catopodcast@gmail.com. Our intro, outro, and music bed music was Thumbs Up by a great artist named Leisure B. If you liked him, check him out on humanworkshop.com. All right, hope you're having a great Thanksgiving, because that's coming up in November, and we'll catch you next month in December. Bye.